If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
And Akufo-Addo expresses government's commitment to deal with current economic challenges and improve well-being of workers. And the majority of business executives and professionals optimistic about prospects of Ghana's economy will hear from the Deloitte Restructuring Survey 2024. Also, Register of Companies hint on plans to remove more firms from its books over failure to file annual returns for last year. James Ishen, let's settle for the details now. And President Akufo-Addo has expressed government's commitment to deal with the current economic challenges and work to improve the well-being of workers. The president said this at a ceremony at the Black Stars Square to celebrate International Workers' Day.
Peaceful and stable labor front will create a conducive environment for government to implement its policies and programs and for the economy to grow. Government hereby reiterates its resolve to address the concerns of labor in the interest of national development. The upward adjustment of the base pay by 23% in the first half of the year and by 25% in the second half of the year is a demonstration of government's commitment to improving and protecting public sector incomes. This is being done to signal the importance government places on the welfare of workers. Chairperson.
And that was President Akufo-Addo there speaking. Now, Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress, Dr. Yaobai, is asking government to do more to fast-track in the recovery of the economy. The Secretary General noted that the current economic situation has worsened their standard of living and the situation is not even improving. Dr. Bai was speaking at a ceremony to celebrate workers in Accra today at the Black Star Square.
1,000 Ghana cedis is only $71. The depreciation of the cedi at this monumental scale, that is about 250% depreciation, represents a huge decline in living standards of Ghanaians generally and workers in particular. This is so because of our over-reliance on imported goods such as medicines, refined petroleum products, and food, whose prices are directly affected by the exchange rate of the Ghana cedi in terms of the major international currencies such as the US dollar and the pound sterling. What it means is that if we want our cities to be stable, we should reduce imports and consume what we produce in Ghana. Furthermore, as we all know very well, Ghanaian workers rely on loans to meet very basic necessities such as rent advance and our children's education. And in some cases, we even have to rely on loans for food. Today, we are paying interest rates of 30% to access loans from the banks.
That was the Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress, Dr. Iyal Ba. Now, 81% of business executives and professionals are optimistic about the prospects of the Ghanaian economy. That, according to the Deloitte Restructuring Survey 2024, the report revealed that key economic indicators in Ghana point to an improving macroeconomic environment. There is more in this report.
The report said overall gross domestic product growth is projected to improve slightly from 2.9% in 2023 to 3.3% by the end of 2024, while average inflation is expected to decrease from 38% in 2023 to 18% in 2024. The cedi, however, said has continued to depreciate against its major trading currencies in the first quarter of 2024, albeit at significantly lower rate than the depreciation recorded in the preceding 2 years. With Ghana's upcoming presidential elections at the end of 2024, it pointed out that the incoming government will be expected to prioritize the successful implementation and completion of the International Monetary Fund program as a key measure to regain policy credibility and to improve access to financing from the international capital markets. This is considered a major step forward towards improving macroeconomic stability and inducing growth, a reason why respondents to this survey are optimistic about growth prospects in Ghana. The Deloitte Restructuring Survey is an annual survey of restructuring professionals and C-suite executives conducted across South Africa, Ghana, Kenya, and Nigeria.
And that was a business desk report. Now, Register of Companies, Madam Jemima Wari, says it will from June this year start removing more companies and businesses from its books over failure to file annual returns. It's coming after it announced that the firms have failed to file their returns from last year. It's coming after it announced that firms that have failed to file their returns from last year will from May this year pay 1,000 Ghana cedis as penalty. Madam Owari says they will go ahead to take further action to serve as deterrent to other institutions.
So I've been talking from the beginning of the year. Now we have about over 8,000 companies that by the end, what it is, from May 1st, it will come into force, but implementation, I'll push it to June 1st. Yeah. So it's coming to fall May 1st, but I'll give companies 1 month for implementation. So from June 1st, that is when we'll start striking companies off. So between now and June 1st, anybody who knows that their accounts are not up to date, they should make every effort to file it. Also the annual returns, they should make sure they update us on the current information on it. Then from June, we'll also send out SMS notices to all these companies, give you one last chance. So that shows you that we are not that keen on collecting that money.
Now, on the Joy Business Van, how Vineyard Exotics have become a major supplier of juices for hotels, local airlines, and supermarkets. She was a major supplier of juices for hotels and domestic airlines. Then the pandemic struck. Lockdowns were imposed. Hotels, airlines began to revise their budget, and she was affected. Now, Sarah Mwakon, CEO of Vineyard Exotics, has to start all over, and she is bouncing back. Today on the Joy Business Van, we find out what is unique about what she does.
Hello, Joy Business Van. My name is Sarah Mwako. Welcome to Vineyard Exotics. So I'm taking you to the production area. Please come with me. So this is our production area. This is where the magic happens. This is where we process all sorts of fruits. We have over 10 different types of fruits that we process. We make, we're specialized in mixing herbs, flowers, and fruits together so we can get the benefits out of the herbs that is grown here in Ghana.
That was Sarah Amwako's motivation to venture into the juice business. Vineyard Exotics started in 2005. Sarah remembers it started from her mom's kitchen. At the time, she was expecting a baby. She needed something healthy for herself and her baby. Sarah, before she started Vineyard Exotics, did a bit of study on the herbs grown in Ghana and the benefits derived from them. To make her juice business stand out, she decided to specialize in the mixture of herbs, flowers, and fruits, including exotic fruits.
Herbs are very medicinal. They prevent many things in our bodies. We don't have to take, because we don't know, the world still has not been able to come to the conclusion on the dosage of herbs. It can still be used in our foods. My idea of mixing herbs, flowers, and fruit is to put a little bit of herbs in what we drink so that every day we're taking in something which is very good, which can prevent a lot of diseases in our bodies. Okay, so this is the best juice you could ever drink. This is natural. This has no water in it. The water element in this is from the pineapple, and then any juice that was in the leaves of the mint is what you see here. So our juices are straight from pulp to bottle. That's how we do it. So we don't put any additives. There's no sugar, there's no color, there's no preservative. Everything is fresh from the farm and it goes straight into your bottle. And then I'll take half of this for now and then add to it and then see how the proportions will be. This is good. Okay.
Sarah keeps experimenting for new juice recipes. She has about 20 of them, and that is the unique selling point for her juice business.
I started with just my church friends. I would produce and take it to church and the friends and family that I have. And then supermarkets started taking it, food companies started taking it, and then we began to go into all sorts of hotels in Ghana. We began to do private jets, we began to do local airlines, and then we went into people's homes.
Sarah's products started to get noticed. Vineyard Exotics became a major supplier for hotels, supermarkets, and some local airlines.
So it was challenging in the beginning because the quantities that I had to produce for the airlines were way beyond my capacity. But it pushed me to get bigger machines. It pushed me to get all the requirements that they needed ready so that I could grow. And that push, I think, was what brought me where I am today.
She could do 5,000 bottles a day thanks to the investment made in equipment. Then the COVID-19 pandemic struck.
The pandemic affected the airline business, which we were into. The pandemic also affected the hotel business. People stopped traveling. There were virtually nobody in the hotels. They were virtually closed down. And so that side of production had to be cut. People were also afraid to come out of their homes. Even though we were doing deliveries here and there, it was still relatively low. So the pandemic really affected the juice business.
That was the lowest point for Vineyard Exotics. Sarah nearly gave up, but as we gradually get over the pandemic, business is also recovering. Sarah is also rebuilding her juice business, Vineyard Exotics, with a campaign aimed at promoting healthy lifestyles. That is the future of the business.
The future plan of Vineyard Exotics is to introduce extra healthy drinking habits for every Ghanaian and beyond. We're thinking about getting into homes, having a campaign where people will understand that the herbs that we have here is good for us and we can ingest it as a daily habit for health and vitality.
Catch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News Channel. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yeah, it's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's a new Ecobank money emergency number, *770#. It gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.